This is Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. It's the podcast that looks at words, language, grammar, and usage for the information age. Words that sound alike but have different meanings or spellings are called homophones. A simple example of this would be the word deer, D-E-A-R, and deer, D-E-E-R. While pretty much everybody listening to this podcast is able to distinguish those two words, here's a tricky pair that often get confused.
Premier, spelled P-R-E-M-I-E-R.
Premier, spelled P-R-E-M-I-E-R-E.
These words come from the French word meaning first. The only difference in French being the masculine premier and feminine première forms of the adjective. In English, however, things are a bit more complex. First of all, there are several accepted pronunciations of these words.
Premier.
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 All of these are correct pronunciations, but however you choose to pronounce them, the two different spellings of premier ending in R and
premier ending in E
carry different meanings. Premier ending in R refers specifically to something that is first, best, or most important. So if a violinist is first chair, it could be said,
she is the premier violinist in the orchestra.
The best mystery writer might be hailed as
today's premier whodunit author.
The leader of a Canadian province, analogous to a U.S. governor, is called a premier. The top league in English football is called the Premier League, or simply the Premiership. The other form, premier ending in E, refers to the first performance, exhibition, or screening of a piece of music, a play, a film, or other work of art. It could also be a person's first performance or debut. Here are examples.
We went to the premiere of the new Will Ferrell film, Blades of Glory. Osmovenska's composition, Here Beyond, had its Minneapolis premiere in October 2006.
This form of premiere can also be used as a verb.
The film premieres on screens everywhere this Friday.
Now at Grammar Grader, we try to give our listeners tips and hints to remember the concepts we discuss. Here's one to help distinguish when to use which form of the words we talked about today. Premiere ending in E is the one that refers to the first screening of a film, a play, or other performance. Now these have to do with the entertainment industry, and entertainment starts with E. So if you're describing the debut of some form of entertainment, a film, play, book, or musical work, remember to use the form of premiere with the extra E on the end. By contrast, if you're trying to say that something is superior, that's a word that has a lot of R's in it, use the form of premiere that ends in R. Given all this, it's conceivable that if there's an opening performance of something, and it turns out to be the best one in recent memory, it could be said,
it was the premier premiere of the year.
But that's not really advisable. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English and from the American Heritage Collegiate Dictionary. Special thanks to Corey Bussey and Amy Alt, the Grammatis Personae players. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening.